All right, on the phone with me right now, we got TK Kirkland, a legend in the game, who's going to be at Legends Comedy Club this weekend at 6151 Blue Ridge Boulevard over in Raytown. What's good, TK?
Life is beautiful, yo. Life is beautiful. Can't complain.
I feel that, man. It's good to have you in the city, man, at the Legends Comedy Club this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited, yo. I'm excited to do the stuff for the brothers, you know?
We need that comedy back in our life, man. It's been a rough couple of years here.
Yeah, you know, not just that, you know, you want to make sure that you take care of your own. You know, we do all the other comic clubs around the country, but what comics need to know that when you have a black-owned comedy club, you still got to go support.
I love to hear that. Shout out to my man Kevin out there who's running the Legends Comedy Club over in my neck of the woods over in Raytown. You got three shows this weekend or three dates, TK?
3 dates. We have 2 shows tonight, 8 and 10, 2 shows Saturday, 8 and 10, and 1 Sunday at 7.
If y'all know about TK, y'all better get up out there this weekend. My man has been funny for a long time. I remember you on Comic View, seeing you on movies, even videos. Right. You done hung out with some rappers, a couple of rappers or two out here, TK.
Yeah, believe it or not, that's my main foundation is hip-hop. You know, I came through the ranks of DMX, the Rough Riders, the Cash Money Millionaires, the Jay-Z Hard Knock Life Tour.
Wow.
And not forget the NWA, Straight Outta Compton Tour, Nelly, Ludacris, Second to None, AMG, Luke down in Miami, JT Money. The list goes on for me.
Do you have a favorite experience with any one of those people that you hung out with?
They all paid me.
That's the number one. You know, a lot of people, what was that? Is that AJ Johnson, I believe, who's talking about Master P all the time? He said, that's the one thing about Master P, man. Anytime he called, I answered that phone because he paid. That's
yeah,
real.
Yeah, I never had I've never had a problem with nobody paying me my money, thank God. Everybody always paid. So that was a good experience. And I want to shout out to the hip hop nation and the world of hip hop because, believe it or not, I became multi-successful in hip hop before stand-up comedy.
What brought you to stand-up comedy and doing that?
Stand-up comedy was a fluke for me. Stand-up comedy wasn't on my radar. I met Keenan Ivory Wayans. Keenan Ivory Wayans, you know, I had a nice vehicle from my hustling days. He liked it. He introduced me to Eddie Murphy. I met Eddie Murphy. Believe it or not, there was a mishap that happened within their home. Years later, 2 or 3 years later, I was on stand-up. And I think that right there propelled me in to doing stand-up because I'm a college grad. I was a hustler. So back in the 80s, if you said you was being a comedian to anybody, you was frowned upon. You know, like a comedian, you trying to be Eddie Murphy because it was ahead of its time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back then, you know, you say to be a comedian, you was really looked at like a fool. I'm not even lying. If you said you was trying to be a comedian in 1984, 85, parents, friends, looked at you as like a fool. So then 1985, what happened, a gentleman named Michael Williams started a comedy club in South Central L.A. on 43rd and Crenshaw called the Comediac Theater.
Okay.
Robin Harris and him, their legendary success, got different clubs around the country, black owners, interested in the black comedy game. The white comedians, white owners of comedy clubs only had a few blacks, right? But when the real black movement took off between 1985 and 91, that's when the improvs, the funny bone, all those clubs came knocking on African American comedians' doors to come over there. And then when that happened, you didn't have too many comedians really dealing with black comic clubs. Because black comic clubs have a lot of issues because the agencies don't really trust them. Black comedians show racism towards their own people. Like when you do black comic clubs, most of the time you got to pay half the money up front when you do white comic clubs. And not taking on them enough, I'm just make sure this doesn't get interpreted the wrong way. You don't have to pay a dime up front.
Wow, that's good.
With the black, yeah. So they go through a lot, and I was there at the beginning, so I know what it felt like, what it feels like, what it looks like. That's the come. I always try to do something for the brothers, for the black community that's in my blood. You know, so shout out to Kev, shout out to Raytown, shout out to Legends, everybody. If you know anything about TK Kirkland from day one, like I said, from Comic View to I never did Def Jam. But what's so great about my stand-up, once you see it, you'll never forget it.
That's real. That's real. TK Kirkland into town this weekend. Before I let you go, TK, I got to ask you, would you like to see a versus with comedians? Because that's been a big thing. And you say you're into the hip-hop. What do you think about that platform? Would you like to see two comedians do it?
I think it can be done, but music is different than someone joning on you.
Yeah.
I think it gets kind of minute or corny when you see two people talking about one another. And I don't think that the population, the people will tune in that in the millions the way they do with hip-hop. Because music translates all over the world. Comedy is good, but it doesn't translate like that. And then some people are not good at verses and joning.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a street dude who got lucky, so I could talk about you, but I don't know if I could really take anybody trying to come at me. I'm one of them dudes like, oh, really? Wait right here. I'm going to go to the car, get the gun, clear out the whole damn building. No, I'm teasing.
No, I'm going to say, because they call you the gangster of the comedy now, so don't let them fool you out here,
well,
TK.
Let's make sure we clear. Nope, I do not consider gangster comedy. I started in the 90s, then a gentleman named out of New York City started using that as well, and I fell back on it, let them take it without going back and forth, because as you get older and you understand the business, you don't want nothing gangster in front of your name.
Preaching
it's
that word.
The negativity. It's a negative. You don't want nothing negative associated with your name. What church person, what corporation, what major company want to hire somebody that got gangster in front of their name? You limit yourself when you do that. So it's just TK Kirkland. Then I think I'm going to retire. Then I'm going to come back and have everybody call me Mr. Kirkland.
Okay.
The incredible Mr. Kirkland. Yeah, that might be the move.
I like that. Introduce you like that all the time from now on, TK. Oh,
right.
I got to ask you, because you're talking this L.A. talk. What did you think about LeBron and the Lakers last night?
Well, you know the critics are going to come down hard on them, but they was injured.
Yeah.
You know? They were injured, and when you hurt, there's nothing you could do. I don't know why they got rid of that team from last year. They'd have brought that team back from last year. They could have really made another run this year, but it was a different feeling. The Lakers of today seemed like they was too watered down. They was like Universal Studios. They were soft.
Yeah. You and Snoop said the same thing. It sounded like the same quote right there. Too soft.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they were soft. You know, it was too commercial. And they should have kept the whole team from. They should have brought them back one more time. But I'm quite sure it had to do with money and contracts. And a lot of those guys was older. But 12 months ain't going to make a difference when you got a fabulous bench and a fabulous rotation.
Yeah, they'll bounce back next year. I'm not even worried about that. Make sure y'all check out TK this weekend at the Legends Comedy Club. Where can they follow you on social media, TK?
Yo, please, everybody, follow me on TK_Kirkland, KIRKLAND. That's like the water at Costco, KIRKLAND. And make sure y'all listen to my podcast, ladies and gentlemen. You know, people have slept on the podcast. Shout out to Charlamagne Tha God, executive producer of my show.
Okay.
I've been doing this for 5 years. You know, I've given away over 300,000 to 400,000 cash. I got people jobs. I put people, if you listen to it, on the PPP loans, the SBA loans. I put you up on crypto. Made a lot of people a lot of money. Ain't nobody really doing that for the brothers and sisters. And what's so crazy, you missed the deadline because the PPP loan ended day before yesterday.
Oh, man.
So we'll catch the next big wave that the government will put out there. And most people, most African-American people thought it was a scam. But no, people, it was legit money. They wanted you to think it was a scam. And you missed out on it. And the reason why I say you missed out on it, because what the government is getting ready to do, they're going to forgive $1.9 trillion. They're basically going to say, keep it. And all you had to do is proper paperwork.
So they need to tap in with you, because you got all the info and everything on that there. They need to tap in with my man.
I got all the info, the guardianship. I got all the info on just life, period. I mean, you know, I'm an OG. So most comedians don't talk the stuff I talk. I try to give the knowledge. And like I tell the people, Kansas City, come to the show. Hear what I got to say. It's going to be funny. It's going to be educational. My job is to give you the information. It's up to you how you process it.
No doubt. The incredible Mr. Kirkland, better known as TK Kirkland, on the phone with us. Appreciate your time, man. Thank you. And have a good weekend Playmaker. Out there, man. Enjoy yourself.
Playmaker, thank you for your time. Thank you for your energy. You asked some great questions most people don't ask me. And I think I like when a DJ really knows his game and really knows the right questions to ask. It's very, very, very professional. I appreciate you.
Hey, anytime, TK. Anytime you in the town, man. Hopefully next time you can actually come up to the station and we could actually do this in person.
Right. Sounds good to me. Hey, one more thing. Let's give a shout-out to Kevin of Legends.
Yes. My
Let's
man,
give
Kevin.
Brother.
Yes.
Let's give him his flowers while he's here because he's doing a great job down there because running the comedy club is very complicated. To the rest of the city, yo, you already know what it is. May your pain be champagne. Two shows tonight, 8, 10 o'clock at Legends. Saturday, 8 and 10, and Sunday at 7 p.m. Shout out to my friend and best friend and lover for over 20 years, my girl Tiffany Teagues. You know, I always show her mad love because she's a good woman. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, Playmaker, thank you for your time, and may your pain be champagne.